Good morning. Welcome to 105.9 WGWE and our weekend chat. It's me, Smitty, behind the microphone on this half of the room, and I am joined by the 2015 Marvin Joe Curry Seneca Veterans Powwow Committee. Everybody is here that has anything, well, almost everyone's here that has anything to do with the powwow this year, and we're going to start our chat this weekend by talking with my friend Steve Gordon. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Smitty.
Thank you so much for coming in and all of you people and giving up a part of your precious time to come in and spend a half hour or so with me telling us about the powwow. It's just around the corner.
Just around the corner, July 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And I'm loving the expansion. The Friday night used to be check-in, and people would be down there getting ready. And I remember going down, sitting under the big tent with Charlotte and all the gang down there a few years back. But the Friday night, Steve, shall we start there and talk about the Friday night adventures? You have so much coming in to Vets Park, gone from just a check-in date where everybody came and wandered around the facility at Vets Park, said, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. And we'll talk about more powwow. Absolutely. As you slide out from behind the microphone, and your voice change. Everybody, as you step up, just say hi to people. Tell them who you all are.
Hi, people. I am Leslie Pierce. I'm the secretary for the powwow committee. I'm going to talk to you about Friday night. We are going to be doing a grand entry Friday night at 7.
Well, you know what, Steve? You may be in trouble here. Coyote Band may need a new singer. Leslie, you've got a great radio voice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to make you a star. You can do Wake Up Next to Smitty. You and I'll do the morning show. Be here at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, good.
You find out what it's like to truly wake up next to Smitty.
Ooh.
But now, Friday night, I'm so excited about the powwow. Tell us about Friday night. Grand entry, which has never happened on a Friday before.
Last year, we tried it as an experiment, and it worked out really well. A lot of the dancers liked it.
Yeah, me too. I think that's way neat to add. Because my favorite part's the grand entry. Mm-hmm. It's goose pimples on arms, grand entry. So Friday night, I'm sorry, tell me more.
We are also going to be doing some Iroquois dancing. They're going to have some singers come out and Iroquois dancing if the people want to come out and dance and hang out. It's just a preview.
Well, and spread the Iroquois culture a little bit to our friends from around the country and around the world. Our powwow friends come in from all 50 states almost.
Yeah, just about. We got a lot of people coming, even from Canada.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So that's, oh yeah, well, duh. Yeah, there'd be gang coming in from Canada. Certainly there would be. Friday, July 17th, Saturday the 18th, Sunday the 19th. Now, the weekend grand entry at noon?
Yes.
Both days? It always is. I know we'll be there. Yep. We'll be there Friday night with a live broadcast and Saturday afternoon for the grand entry. Of course, I like doing those. That's one of my favorites. And because I can't dance. That's why I'm on the radio. So I go in, I'm all jealous of watching the dancers and the skill that the, you know, from, what's the youngest dancer, Leslie? Like three?
Yes, they do have tiny tots. They even sometimes bring out newborns.
Oh, my.
In that tiny tot category.
Oh, my. And I love the social dances when everyone can come down and dance and, you know, come out of the stands and the, you know, the fans can come and dance too. So it's not just sitting there on the hot bleachers or in your lawn chair. Yep. But now the history of the powwow, are you prepared to talk about that or are you going to just stay on Friday night?
I think I'm just going to stay on Friday night.
All right. I'm liking that.
Barbara's going to take over.
Okay. Well, we'll let Barbara talk about history of the powwow. You guys, this is great. I'm like tag team in here. And good thing we turned on the AC because there's a lot of us in this studio packing in here. Barbara, go ahead and introduce yourself because you and I go back a couple years.
Hi, my name's Barbara Lynn Hill. Smitty and I have known each other for a while. I'm going to talk about the goal of the Seneca.
She claims it. Usually people I know don't claim that. No, I never met this guy before. But that's cool. And we do. We go back a few years. There aren't many of us left that can remember Seneca Lanes.
Yes,
well, Steve
true.
Can because he's older than the dirt it was built on. But I remember, a building with a one-stop. We had the lanes, and they were building the one-stop right across the street. And it takes us almost back to the beginning of powwow, the first year for powwow.
The first year was 1989. We had our first Seneca powwow.
That's outstanding. So 26th annual powwow this year.
Yes.
Proud of me? I did that math all by myself.
You did. Great job.
No ciphering over here. I was. You can't see it. I got a little note scratch going over here. Tell us about the history of the powwow and how it ended up being named after our friend Marvin Joe Curry.
Well, the goal of the Seneca Powwow Committee is to promote an intertribal event that will enlighten and reinforce the spiritual values of our Native community, to provide a unique opportunity for our community members to proudly display our culture, heritage, and to provide an arena wherein the talents of our Native brothers and sisters, the dancers, craftspeople, and artisans can receive the recognition they so well deserve. The name change came, I want to say, 2 years ago in 2013 when it was dedicated to Marvin Curry.
And what a legend. And that the preamble, the creed of the powwow, the mission statement, that one you just read came from 1989.
Yes.
It's outstanding.
And it hasn't changed.
And it has not changed. 26 years later, the spirit of powwow continues. And the city of Salamanca, I know, is proud from my years on city council, proud to host the powwow and everything it brings to Vets Park and the pageantry and the talent and the skill, not only from the dancers, but the drummers and also the all the way to the judges. Have you ever judged a powwow? Have you ever been one of the judges? Because all mine are rated wow. I don't know what any of the technical part, but all mine are rated wow and just the skill of the dancers. You tell me more, Barbara, please.
Well, actually, what Leslie Pierce just shared with me is last year's powwow was actually named in the top 10 of the country for powwows in Indian country. So that's really huge.
And we play music again this weekend in our music. We have music from Pipestone recorded live at the Prairie Island Powwow. And we've had music on here from the Gathering of Nations Powwow and Blackstone Powwow. So there's a lot of different powwows across the country and Canada, Indian country, and to be named in the top 10 is fantastic. What an honor.
Yes, we're very proud. The committee works very hard.
And what a challenge for this year's committee. Now, no pressure, guys and gals, but you can't drop the ball here. You know, we can't go from number 10 or in the top 10 in Indian country to blame it on a radio station.
That won't happen. That we don't Smitty. Gotta worry about that, Smitty.
It'll be outstanding. And because you guys have years of experience and you've done this, it's not your first rodeo, it's not your first powwow. You've done this now for 26 years and continuing to get bigger and better, and you think of some of the people that have been involved in the powwow. Before we go too much further, anything, Barbara, you'd like to add, then we'll stop and see if we can pay a couple bills.
Sure. I would just like to invite everyone out. We are going to have dancers Friday night. We're going to have a grand entry, as Leslie talked about. On Saturday we'll actually have two grand entries, one at noon and one at 7, and then on Sunday we'll have a grand entry with awards ceremony to follow.
Fantastic. So you mark your calendar now. July 17th, grand entry at 7 o'clock. Saturday the 18th, grand entry at noon and at 7 o'clock at night. So a second showing almost. And of course, you can stay all day. We'll be happy to let you stay all day. And then grand entry at noon on Sunday?
Correct.
So a big weekend, July 17th through the 19th here in Salamanca. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with the 2015 Marvin Joe Curry Seneca Veterans Powwow Committee.
Thank you, Smitty.
Yeah, it's me, Smitty, with the Gway trying to pronounce that. We'll be right back.